Steph, how did you actually break ties with your mother? Did you just stop returning her calls? No, you drive people away with radical honesty. I mean, I just sort of put it this way. It's not a funny process, but, you know, it's been so long ago now, I can see somewhat of the humor inside of it. So you just, every time somebody calls you up, they say, oh yeah, we were still talking about this thing. I never got a resolution on this thing about my childhood or what happened here or what happened there, right? And you just keep talking, and they say, well, I don't want to talk about that. So I want to know, that's what I want to talk about. So if you want to talk about that with, if you want to call me, you want to talk to me, we got to talk about that. And then they'll get mad and want to change the subject and say, no, no, no. Okay. I tell you, I'm going to hang up now. But if you, when you want to talk about what I want to talk about, then, you know, feel free to call back. So they'll just keep calling, and you'll just be like, it's just your patient repetition. You don't have to get angry, don't have to yell, just patient repetition. Right? Just no. Oh, can you come over on Saturday? It's like, well, hang on. No, we still got this thing unresolved. Like, I wanted to talk to you about this thing to do with my childhood. You told me I was crazy. You told me it never happened. I really checked my memory. I know it did happen. So let's revisit that conversation. Once we've cleared all that stuff up, then we can talk about Saturday, right? And they'll just get mad. Because you know what people do? It's very common, right? It's what crazy people do. Is they'll simply pretend that nothing happened. They just completely gaslight you. They just march on like nothing happened. And there'll be this irritation and annoyance if you bring them back to, well, no, something did happen. I had a request. You kind of denied it. And I want to revisit that and get that sorted out, right? And then just move on. Just move on. Just move on, right? And so, no, I didn't just stop returning her calls. I was always happy to chat with her. Always happy to chat with her. But I wasn't going to pretend that my needs didn't exist anymore, right? Because it's what soul murderers will, you're only there to serve them, and your needs that inconvenience them are just things to be screamed away until you get the fuck back in line and stop bothering them with your separate identity, right? So no, just like, hey, happy to chat. Let's get back to that thing we were talking about last week. It really wasn't resolved for me. So, and it's like, then she just get mad about it. And then you just stop calling. Just, you know, I didn't just sever contact. It's like, just, no, I'm no longer going to give up on what I want out of this relationship, right? So, yeah, you just drive people away by just being radically honest about what you prefer, what you like. And I'm smiling now. It was tough at the time, right? So I get all of that. But it's like, no. You may remember we were talking about this thing last time, and I still need a resolution to that, right? So it's kind of like if you have a friend who, you know, you lend money to, and that friend just keeps wanting to do something or maybe borrow more money or go someplace or whatever, and they never bring up anything about the fact that they owe you money and they haven't paid you back yet when they were supposed to by now. You just pick up the phone. Oh, hey, Bob, how you doing? Yeah. Yeah, so listen, you still owe me that money. What's the story? Oh. Okay, you'll have it for me in a week. Okay, fantastic. Okay, tell you what, let's hold off on socializing, right? Just get the money thing sorted out. It's kind of on my mind. It's kind of bothering me. It's been a while. So when you got the money, just give me a shout back. We'll get that sorted out, and then, you know, we can go and do stuff, right? Just get that out of the way, because the money is kind of hanging in my head, right? It's unpleasant for me. Right, so he's going to call you back next week, and he's going to say, hey, you know, man, I got a great business opportunity. I just, you know, if you can lend me your car, I got, it's like, okay, hang on. Like, sorry, Bob, you still owe me the money, and you're not talking about it, and so sort out the money, and, right, he'll either give you the money or he'll stop calling you. Just have to go back and just don't give up your needs. Don't give up your preferences. Don't give up your identity. People who view your identity as inconvenient will destroy you. They're in an active process of detonating your entire existence every time they interact with you, right? Because they're narcissistic. Narcissistic is when only their needs exist in the universe for them. Now, they recognize that you have needs, and they'll use those needs or manipulate those needs or appease those needs or whatever, but just to get what they want, not because they actually care about your needs or your preferences, right? Now, once you actually have someone in your life, glory be, right? Once you actually have someone in your life who cares about you, cares about your thoughts, cares about your needs, wants you to be happy, and doesn't self-erase, they themselves have their own needs and their own preferences and so on, right? That's, I mean, you can't go back. Like, once you get real food, you don't eat that plastic shit anymore, so.